This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't really want to talk about it now. I think it's important to just keep the eyes on. You know, I'll answer that later. It's not anything special, but I just think we just want a big freaking game in, you know, against New York Jets. New quarterback, new freaking weapons, new freaking players on our side of the ball. Big win. I can't really focus on anything else but that.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather on a black and gold victory Monday. A high of Isaac Seumalo, 73 degrees. Low 49, Dwayne Woodruff. That is your fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Steelers 34, Jets 32. Steelers defense gives up 182 rushing yards. The last two games, going back to the Baltimore wild card game, they've given up 481 rushing yards in 2 weeks. I'm bringing it up even because the Steelers won. In light of the Cam Hayward news that happened before the game, and we've already had calls and texts from our listeners saying things like the Steelers should have given Chris Boswell the incentive-laden deal over Cam Hayward, which tells me that there's still a bitterness, a resentment, some bad blood that exists here, even after the fact. It's all tied to team performance. Cam Hayward gets $3 million, and we don't exactly know yet how it works. If it's just make the playoffs, win playoff games, if any of it's tied to AFC Championship game and Super Bowl appearances like Aaron Rodgers' incentives are, that news isn't out. My guess is I don't think the Hayward camp is super thrilled with this deal, so they're not leaking it out to people as a way of bragging about the great deal that Cam Hayward got.
It's funny that you say that part of it, because I would agree on its face that, like, nothing about the deal screams Cam Hayward's people got this right. But, and maybe this is just, hey, this is how the sausage gets made. I think Rap Sheet, when he tweeted it out, or Schefter, whoever did, put the agent's name. Oh, these incentives were negotiated. Dude, I thought to myself, if I were his agent, I wouldn't want my name attached to that. It makes me look like a chump. My client got nothing of his own volition. Like, just, hey, here's more money for you. It's all tied to whether the team around him also does well. My client could have a first-team All-Pro year, and if the team craters, it doesn't get him anything.
The only victory there is that the Steelers have only given out incentive deals to quarterbacks, so he's the first, like, non-quarterback to get one. But it's not for a ton of money, and it's something that's partially, more than partially, out of Hayward's control. He can be great, and if the other team has a great defensive performance in the playoffs, en route to the playoffs, and the Steelers don't make it because of that,
tough luck.
He won't get his money. So it's just a really sad ending, I think, to what was a saga in his career here that caused people to turn on him unbelievably fast. And maybe they were thinking, talking about the Hayward camp, that if word got out the incentive was tied to the team and not him,
it would make it look
that
better.
He would curry some favor back. Like, hey, I'm just like you guys. I want our team to win playoff games. I want us to go on a run in January. That's why my raise is tied to that and tied to that alone.
I think they miscalculated.
I agree. I didn't even see
that one cared.
Response.
No one cared. If anything, I think they thought you did all this just for this. Like, there wasn't any pound of flesh he got out of it. Here's the other thing. Do you still hold, based on what you're hearing, that the Steelers kind of leaked it out and that's why he was surprised and kind of had to talk about it, that they are the ones who got this out?
I haven't thought about that lately, but I still think that that was a strong possibility that it came from the Steelers and not him.
Okay.
Word first got out that he was holding in.
The only thing I would say is if it really was the Steelers leaking it out, it's a little bit of dirty pool on their part because it kept under wraps and just, hey, I'm quietly trying to negotiate this with you. I would like to do... Say we never heard a word about it,
and
right?
We just found out about this Saturday night?
We found out, hey, the Steelers wanted to reward Cam Hayward in a way by adding $3 million in incentives based on team performance.
I think we would have all said cool.
I think we would have all said cool, and oh, that's cool. You know what Cam would have probably gotten? Hey, that's cool that Cam wanted more money, but he was willing to tie it to team performance because it would have never gotten out to that point.
It was the not practicing part and threatening not to play, and then the comments that he made, and people thought, oh my God, this guy's made over $100 million, and he's talking about how he needs to set up his family.
Fifth best compensated athlete in Pittsburgh history, but like, if it doesn't get out...
Wow, I didn't know he was that high on that list. Holy
I think
cow.
Yoey was making that list, and we know Yoey gets very fired up about the Steelers, and angrily so. No, but like if it was the Steelers that leaked it and Cam's prerogative, just hypothetically, was that it never got out, no one even notices that he's not practicing, really, because he's Cam Hayward. It's very there's a ton of plausible deniability that he's just, yeah, he's Cam. He's
like 36 years old. Yeah, they're just taking it easy with a veteran.
Yes. Why does he need to prove anything?
Instead, take, for example, this game. They can't stop the run. The defense has a PP poor performance. They're making all this money. Very few guys, if any, earn their paycheck. And now he's got a deal after these games with the brunt of criticism of people calling him out specifically, not just because he's the leader of the defense, but because of the way he acted going into the season. And he's going to hear that all year. If the Steelers had, I really believe this, if the Steelers had lost the game yesterday, if Boswell doesn't bail them out and make a 60-yard field goal, the two people that are getting ripped the most this afternoon are Mike Tomlin and Cam Hayward.
Tomlin on general principles?
Because it's his defense.
Sure.
And how does that defense, making all that money when he's a defensive-minded coach, how do they give up that many points and lose to Justin Fields, who they threw away and discarded to the scrap heap?
He probably gets clobbered for Fields being so good, too,
yeah,
in addition to his defense being
and
bad.
And Cam Hayward, oh, you wanted all this money? Well, you had a funny way of showing it. On Sunday, you didn't back it up, man. You didn't look like an all-pro. You're getting pushed around and shoved around and bullied by a revamped Jets offensive line that lost its best offensive lineman earlier in the week, and they still had a field day against you?
They were playing 40% of their offensive line not what they wanted it to be. And just Tippmann went over to right guard, and then Myers came in at center. They didn't want that. They would have wanted Tippmann at center and Vera Tucker at right guard, and they still mauled you. He would have gotten crushed, and I don't know, you ask how are people feeling? Still angry. I think he was still the easiest target. And then the one thing that came of it that now you can separate it is, he was, I thought, understandably mad that his brother kept getting dragged into the mix, which I agreed with.
But then his brother
did something unbelievably boneheaded that, in a vacuum, should get him crushed by fans.
Right.
And so at least now, if you want to criticize Connor Hayward, you have grounds to do so because of Connor Hayward and not because you're trying to just throw him into that. I really don't think we'll ever get a straight answer unless somebody tells you or tells somebody else behind the scenes. But if he really wanted this kept quiet and just hoped he could do it like respectfully behind the scenes with them, hey, I know you, you know me, and they made sure it got out, I do think that's some stinky work by the Steelers. That's dirty pool, man.
I want it to be water under the bridge because I like Cam. And I don't think what he did or how he sounded over the last couple of months should undo 15 years. I put more stock in 15 years of being a great player, but also you know, I don't need my team made up of choir boys. I don't need everybody to be a beacon and pillar in the community, but it doesn't hurt when they are. So he's been a class act. He's one of the most approachable, down-to-earth, great Steelers of all time. He picks to live here. He's not someone that, you know, hops in here for the fall and then leaves. He donates time and money and service to this community. And he's been an all-pro player for a super long time on top of that. So, yes, I am, like, sympathetic and I'm willing to put up with more from someone like that. But the flip side is, your defense, which is so ballyhooed every year, seems to shrink in the biggest moments all the time. And you've had no, like, huge moments or success that, you know, gloss over that. Chris Boswell has been a part of this drought too, but he's been so overwhelmingly good.
No one cares.
That he gets like a pass
He's turned, if there was public opinion that was like, he's just a kicker, move on, you can find good kickers elsewhere. He's so overwhelmingly great, he's turned public sentiment on his side, in his favor. When the defense gets absolutely worked over and manhandled, and the dude who is supposed to be the leader of that group and physically manhandles offensive linemen looks his age, frankly, it's going to get even uglier. Like, I think people were enjoying the fact that they could tee off on him even more. Not enjoying that, like, yeah, the team might lose this game, but the old, like, silver lining. Well, at least I can throw off a few tweets about Cam. I just want to make it very clear. I have a lot more sympathy for him if he genuinely did not want this to get out and the Steelers leaked it out to put pressure on him, because I think that changes the calculus. I do. I think if the guy wanted to handle it behind closed doors and never wanted it to see the light of day, then it's very different.
412-928-9370, your reaction to the Steelers win and how you felt about it, if you found more positives than negatives in it, how you feel about Cam Hayward now that he has this revised contract. Is it water under the bridge? Have you given up your anger and animosity towards him? 412-928-9370. Let's get back to the phones and talk to Garvin in Sarver. Or Gavin, excuse me. Gavin in Sarver. Hello, Gavin.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
All right. I have two things, but one very positive thing. I don't know why there's so many negative calls. I would much rather be today talking about how the defense struggled and how the offense struggled opening season. Like, that's just my biggest thing, being a Steelers fan for how long I am. It's just, I would much rather be like the defense has to pick it up than the offense, because we saw passing, and that is something that I've been dying to see from the Steelers in a very long
Although,
time.
Although, the only devil's advocate I'll play to that, I agree with you for the most part. The only thing you would have been able to say as a defense of the offense is it was their first game together. It was Aaron Rodgers' first game. There is no such excuse for the defense, even though you've got new players like Jalen Ramsey and Juan Thornhill and Darius Slay to be that bad.
They're supposed to hit the ground running. It honestly felt like one of those movie sequels where they pick up from where the last movie left off, like in real time. Like, they never stopped getting gashed by the Ravens. It just became
like
a different
team. Gavin, if I asked you this question, is there a better chance at the end of the year the Jets are a top 10 offense or a bottom 10 offense? What would you say?
I think they're going to be a top 10 rushing offense.
No. I say overall.
Overall offense.
Oh, overall?
Yes. Better chance top 10 or bottom 10?
I would say bottom 10.
Right. So you just gave up 32 points to that team. I get where people are frustrated and put off or put out by it. But the silver lining is your 41-year-old quarterback looked like he was an MVP. And that
Absolutely.
Counts. And that counts more to me than anything else.
Now they just can't get him killed.
One more thing, please. So last week I got into a heated discussion with you about the Chiefs and the Steelers possibly having the same record. Do you still feel the same way, even though it's week one?
I would still bet a lot of money that the Chiefs will have a better season than the Steelers. You disagree with that still? Clearly, you did before this week.
I still disagree with it. I understand your points, but I just watched the Chargers game last week, and I knew that the Chargers were going to be a decent team this year. And I watched, and I was happy to see that the Chargers beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, you should be. I mean, I'm sick of watching the Chiefs win.
The Chiefs offense,
I also got
minus
great pleasure out of it.
Yeah, the Chiefs offense minus Rice is doo-doo right now. I mean, it is
doo-doo,
not good.
Says Malzi.
It's real stinky.
Wow, how about that, Donnie?
That was actually jarring to see. I know the Chargers have a good roster, generally speaking, but that was, like, weird.
Make
how
sure
bad
the show
Chiefs
stenographer
look.
Got that point doo-doo. By Malzi. A doo-doo offense.
What do you always go with? Poo-poo?
Ass?
Yeah. You're a little more PG-13.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line, person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Your reaction to the Steelers' win over the Jets. Your thoughts on Cam Hayward's revised contract and how that makes you feel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About him.
There were instances we weren't good enough, you know, when he walked in, you know, on the keeper on the touchdown, for example. There were some instances where he simply won. We had an appropriate number of people, and that's what's challenging about quarterback mobility, particularly the plus one running game. When it's design runs, there's not a lot of gang tackling under those circumstances. It's a bunch of one-on-one football. And when big-time athletes get in one-on-one circumstances, oftentimes they win. And he showed us some of that. But not that we were surprised by that. That was on our team a year ago.
Steelers basking in the glow of a comeback win against the Jets. They needed every bit of 34 points to do it. No one thought in their wildest dreams that they were going to need to score 30-plus points to win. We had predictions on our station all week. Scores like 13-9 and 11-6 were getting thrown out there. And this was the second highest scoring game in the NFL this week, second only to that insane finish last night between the Bills and the Ravens, which was a dandy of a job by the Bills and a excellent choke job by John Harbaugh and everybody else associated with the Ravens. And it really was delightful to wake up this morning and see the Steelers tied with the Bengals, 1-0 and in first place. And the Bengals not feeling good about 1-0 because they had 7 second-half yards of offense.
Is that a record for a winning team? Has to be.
I believe
it is.
Like
a low record.
Back to the phones here at 412-928-9370, starting with our guy Lou in Staten Island. Hello, Lou.
Hey, boys. Happy Monday.
You too.
I'm going to put a little perspective on it, if you let me, if it's okay. If you complain when they lose, then we're going to complain every week. You know what I'm saying? So we have to understand that they won the game. Now, was the defense an embarrassment? 100%. But I was bullish on Aaron Rodgers all summer. That did not surprise me. It really didn't.
Four touchdowns didn't surprise you. Damn.
Well, four touchdowns, yes. But he played well. That did not surprise me. Now,
but playing well with a left tackle that was basically a ghost and no running game, Lou. No run game to speak of.
The left tackle is starting, and it pains me to say this, we're approaching bust. I mean, that was embarrassing. And they might need to start giving a little help over there, my lord, before Aaron Rodgers.
Kenneth Gainwell helped him with a couple like unplanned chips, at least one or two plays that I saw, or I think he would have gotten beat even more.
And it's really disappointing. But let me say a few things, because you were talking, Andrew, about if that didn't happen with Hayward. And the play of the game was the fumble on special teams. If that don't happen, we lose the game, okay, in my opinion. If Bosman will kick a 60-yard field goal, obviously the game is over at that point. So the fact that we won the game, we have to put in perspective. The defense sucked. We easily could have lost the game. But if you watch the Jets last year, and I said this over the summer, and some people laughed at me, they had zero coaching. Nobody on that team respected the coach. The kicker blew four or five games for them. They have talent. The running back is a star. Okay, if he's not on the Jets, he would be an all-pro. All right, the wide receiver is a pretty good player, too. And we knew the athleticism from the quarterback was going to give us some issues. At least I did. I thought the over with Fields is running was probably a pretty good bet. I don't know what the number was, but I'm sure it was over. So putting all our perspective, I thought the game was, let's be cautiously optimistic. If the defense can play a little bit better against the run, I still think we're going to win our 10 or 11 games, like I said.
Thanks, Lou.
That's a pretty – I didn't know what I was
up for there.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, Lou in Staten Island is just – it's like the box of mystery at like a Pirates game. You genuinely have no idea after a win what kind of mood he's going to be in, but I would say that was definitely more positive than negative.
They definitely did get an assist from special teams. If Aaron Rodgers was the star of the game, then you have to look at the special teams as the next biggest contributor here. And we'll see where Donnie Football ranks those things when he hands out his game balls, his big balls in about 10 minutes. Here is Brian all the way up in Oregon. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
So the thing that I felt during the whole game was, you know that gut feeling that you know that they're going to lose? You know they're going to do something wrong?
Yes. I've had that many times in my life.
No.
I didn't feel that this time. No.
Really?
I had a feeling that Rodgers was going to put them in a position, and as soon as they called on Boswell, I knew he was going to make the kick.
Well, once they got it to Boswell, even at 60 yards, I'll agree with you on that. But, I mean, hand up here, I did not think they were going to win that game on multiple occasions. I just kept thinking something else is going to happen. Their defense has been so bad. Fields has been so good. They're going to find a way
Brian,
to lose.
Is Cam Hayward back in your good graces?
He was never really out of my good graces. I mean, truth be told, he and his agent handled that completely wrong. The Steelers handled it wrong. They should have never put him in that position. They should have never fought with him to give him $3 million. And nobody would have known and nobody would have cared.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, they could have just moved up the $3 million from next year's contract to this one. And then he would have had it guaranteed and he wouldn't need to worry about the Steelers making the playoffs or winning playoff games, and they weren't even willing to do that for him.
I still want to know if they leaked it out deliberately because they were ticked, because that is a spiteful move for a guy.
Well,
who's
if they did, it worked because everybody turned their back on Cam. Not everybody, but a lot of people did.
I know, I'm just
Brian
saying.
Brian said he didn't, but
many
did.
I feel much less like, hey man, what were you doing here if he wanted it quiet the whole time and they didn't?
Bob is next. He's up in Maine. Hello, Bob.
Hello, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're working on getting all 50 states into the conversation today. If Kevin from Hawaii calls, we'll really hit the trifecta.
We're not,
what do you
need
got,
an
Bob?
Anchorage caller, too, after you.
Hey, I just want to go right to the point here. You know, I look at all this. Can you imagine the game that Aaron would have had yesterday if his offensive line was just, like, okay? If it was okay. Can you imagine?
He would have had a perfect passer rating.
I would have been unbelievable. Well, yeah. I mean, no, it would have been unbelievable. No, but that goes to his, what he's bringing in. I mean, despite that awful, awful offensive line play yesterday, he comes up and throws four touchdowns and looks outstanding. And the point here is that really this team and its future all depends on the trenches, the D-line, the O-line. The D-line looked like horse crap yesterday. And if that doesn't get fixed, you can forget about it. You can't live
you know,
with 180 yards a game.
It is. You're right. It is Exhibit A, though, for this. Would you rather have the trenches won, or would you rather have a great quarterback? In 2025, with the way the NFL is, you take the quarterback and live with the offensive line deficiencies and the defensive line problems.
I don't think that's a perfect comp because for specifically the quarterback we are talking about, he is not mobile enough to get away on a consistent basis.
You're right, but he still made it work, man.
I understand that, but like if you were saying to me, Chris, Lamar Jackson is the quarterback here, would you rather have a great line or Josh Allen, you know, whatever, like a younger, more mobile player, I'd say, well, obviously I'd rather take the quarterback. I'm just saying in this particular instance, those lines do that offensive line has to be better because he cannot avoid pressure like he could 6-7 years ago.
Could you imagine if the scenario that plays out this year is that Aaron Rodgers is like legitimately a top 10 quarterback, and it's the $158 million defense that lets them down.
What would they do in the draft if that happened? Like, if he was objectively, no argument, the eighth best quarterback in the league, their defense was an atrocity, would they still draft one? It still would make sense to, because you could just have the guy sit for a year.
Not necessarily if you felt like you needed help on your defense to run it back with Aaron Rodgers next year.
Oh, can you imagine Mike? Good. Can you imagine Mike just loving the defensive scouting he would get to do in the draft again?
I don't think that. Look, I still don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to, over 18 week season, rank that high. But where is he right? Just if you just purely off of what guys did in week one, he had a top five quarterback performance. You've got Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Who else? Geno Smith.
I thought Jackson was very good. I mean, okay. He didn't fumble
Geno
the ball.
Smith.
I love
Lamar
that you
Jackson.
Don't want to see. Man, it's through gritted teeth they that lost. You put Jackson up there. They put up 40 points.
Okay, I just put him there. Well, you think Lamar Jackson played better than Aaron Rodgers?
No, I thought Rodgers is probably one of the two or three best. I thought Allen was the best. I thought Rodgers and Geno Smith might have rounded out my top three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
At 3:30, it's time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. It's also time for Donnie's Balls. Donnie's Game Balls, the official start of his weekly way of recognizing the great performances in each Steelers game. This is not sponsored yet, but my guess is it will be soon. Which, by the way, you can listen to Starkey and Pomp whenever they're together. Every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest runs Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7 The Fan contesting page. All right, this is not unlike the three stars you hear about after each hockey game. And so Donnie will give out game balls here. We'll track this during the season to see who will collect the most Donnie balls in 2025. Game ball numero uno.
We go in reverse order, though. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. So the first one
I always
is
get confused when he says number one.
Can you start
that
saying,
makes me think it's the number
say
one
game
guy.
Say ball number
game
three.
Game ball number three.
Thank you.
Chris Boswell's number three.
Is he also two and one?
I thought about putting a couple of other guys in this spot, but, I mean, the 60-yarder was a career high. Like, the guy is just nails.
Longest Steelers field goal of all time.
Yeah, I mean, believe. Again, just further solidifying that he's far and away the best kicker in team history.
Here is Tomlin on that after the game, Donnie.
Boz always makes it from 60 in pregame. Boz always wants to bang from deep. That one he made in the first half, I don't even know if he looked at me. It's just when it went to fourth down, he walked out on the field. But that's the type of guy you want banging for you under them circumstances.
I thought that Johnny might be the Sins? Serial killer.
Ron Jeremy unavailable. He's a guy who likes to bang from deep.
He's the kind of guy you want banging for you.
He's now 15 of his last 17 from 50 plus. I do think Tomlin told a white lie there. He used to not send Boswell out for a lot of kicks longer than 55 yards unless it was like an end of half situation or something like that. And he has evolved, which is good that he's adapted on this and now treats Chris Boswell like having an ultimate weapon in his pocket, somebody who makes deep kicks at a higher percentage than literally anybody else in
the NFL.
Indy
in 2023, didn't he? He passed up a 57-yarder. It was weird. It was in a dome. I think Boswell should get this treatment. I think if he just trots out onto the field to attempt a kick, like when they hit fourth down, if it's like a 63-yard field goal and he jogs out there, Tomlin and Danny Smith just say, okay, field goal team, you're out there. He said, like, let him do it.
You know what they should
start
doing?
Let him call the shot.
We might need to put this in the brain of Larry Richard since he's one of the guys up in the booth for Steeler games. He's a PA guy.
Yep.
When Boswell trots out there on like a 4th and 6 from like the 40-yard line, they should just start playing the Halloween theme.
For the serial killer.
Yes, because he's a serial killer.
I say play it after he makes it because you don't want to jinx him while he's out there getting ready, but I agree with you. Do it after he makes it.
Do we have a t-shirt yet about the serial killer thing? Like, is he on a list with
Casey and Dahmer? What if you got the knife from Halloween and it was
Dahmer Boss?
Oh, yeah. Casey, Dahmer, Bundy, Boswell.
Man, someone said Israel Keys in your mentions yesterday. I was like, we got some grim people out there. He's made 88% of his kicks in his career. Hypothetically, we think the Steelers are still pretty far off from the Super Bowl. If they were to somehow, by the time he's done here, win 2 Super Bowls and he makes big kicks to win those games, why would he not have start to have a Hall of Fame case? Say he kicks 5 more years, they win 2 Super Bowls, and he pulls a Vinatieri in both, like at the gun, makes like a 50-yarder and a 52-yarder.
Sure.
He'd absolutely have a Hall of Fame resume.
Well, I think he's an easy Hall of Famer if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Morton Anderson in there right now, and he just did it forever. I mean, who's to say Boz can't do this for another 10 years, Chris? Well, I don't see him having any signs of slowing down. No. Now you got these K-balls.
Yeah, now that the K-balls can be worked over, man, we could see guys hitting from 75.
That's my prediction. He will attempt a 70-yard field goal this year.
Lane Kiffin got himself fired by the Raiders by trying to attempt a 76-yard field goal.
He sent big Sebastian Janikowski out there.
Speaking of Lane Kiffin, rumors aflutter that Pitt is going to play Ole Miss next year.
A home and home. Brett McMurphy. It's not a rumor. Brett McMurphy's putting it out there that they're in discussions, should say. So McMurphy's actually reporting that this is going on.
It does feel like, though, on Boswell, one more thing. Like he has reached that point that when Justin Tucker was at his very best,
you don't even bother like looking.
And if you're an opponent or an opposing fan, you're like, Jesus, here comes this guy again. He's going to bury it.
Yeah,
he does.
The one bad season of his career, I know Pony says that this might have been the Steelers trying to be nice to him, but I thought he was legitimately hurt in 22, and that's why he was so bad. It's an outlier, man. Take that away and take away 2018 being weirdly ugly. The guy's making like 95% of his
kicks. Think about this with a touchback. All they need to do is get 2 first downs and they're in field goal range. 10 yards, 45. 10 yards, the opponent, 45. You are.
No, you're right.
That's it.
I like the new touchback rule, by the way, because you're seeing way more kicks finally get returned. They've like truly made it punitive.
Game ball number 2.
Justin Fields gets game ball number 2.
4th and goal from the 1. Hall in the backfield. Fake it, and it's Fields.
There it is. There it is.
By himself for the touchdown.
Had almost 270 total yards. He had 3 total touchdowns. He didn't turn the football over. Even in an offense where he wasn't getting his hand held the whole way through, he objectively looked like a good quarterback yesterday against Mike Tomlin's billion-dollar defense.
I like that you keep calling it
he,
that.
Not only, and it wasn't even about him running, because that was the big thing going in. Well, just make Justin Fields have to throw, and then they'll beat him easily. He did throw, and he looked pretty good doing it.
Yeah, I thought it made Mike look bad, not just that his defense got gashed, but because Aaron Glenn and a guy named Tanner Engstrand, their offensive coordinator, came over from Detroit.
And one game in, were able to make him look like that?
Yes, but also like that they trusted Fields to actually put the ball in harm's way. That touchdown pass to Wilson was a beauty that was led the receiver perfectly. That's a ball that if it's not out in front of him is not a touchdown because he has to stop for it. I thought the only thing you can nitpick, and it ends up because it's the NFL being a couple big issues, mm-hmm. On the first series of the game, they only get a field goal. Watt chases down Breece Hall on a read option, and that stifles the drive, basically. And if Fields pulls there and reads it correctly, he probably is still running. On the series where the Steelers desperately needed to get the ball back, he gives it to Hall again, and Highsmith just stuffs it. And if he pulls it there, he's still running. Other than that, it's probably the best game he played in his career.
I agree with that. I thought the same thing. The only other play I'll quibble with was you called the timeout for a two-point conversion, and it's a throw to the back of the end zone in triple coverage. You couldn't come up with another get-him-on-the-move play. That one was, again, to the Steelers' benefit, so I'm happy the Jets had a brain fart there after extra time to think about it. And Donnie, game ball number one.
Who could it be?
This one's easy. It's Aaron Rodgers. The man was awesome. Better than any of us really could have anticipated. In this game, I think everybody that was on here last week that was of sane mind was like, okay, if he has two touchdowns and 180 yards, I'll be very happy with that, which I probably would have been happy with that if that's what he gave us. If you would have told me that stat line and said, this is Aaron Rodgers in week one, I would have said the Steelers will win this game by four touchdowns.
Instead, they needed every ounce
and they,
of it.
They won by just over... They didn't even win by 4 points. I was going to say they only won by 4 points.
They didn't even cover.
Yeah, they didn't even cover.
Like
which Pony and I
shut up.
I get to hit on that.
Don't want to talk about that.
He was fantastic. He
did it all.
Yeah.
Here is Rodgers after the game on overcoming the haters.
Aaron, you've been consistent. This was just week one, but your whole career going back to high school was really about overcoming slights and doubts and. The league puts
you already wrote about that.
The league puts you in this building for a reason today. So you did not feel any extra significance to beating the team that let you go?
I love beating everybody. So it doesn't matter who it is. I really only played 18 games here. So I was actually talking to Breece about that pregame. He said, how does it feel? I said, honestly, I was here for 2 years, but it doesn't come close to how it's going to feel playing Green Bay because that was, 18 years of my career. So it was nice to win, especially, hearing some of the cat calls out there and the bluebirds.
Construction workers.
And the bluebirds.
I'm not sensitive about that. I expected that, I kind of liked that. But there were probably people in the organization didn't think I could play anymore. So it was nice to remind those people. I still can.
One of them's name rhymes with Baron Fenn. Donnie, we have not done game balls since we really started to dive into the YouTube comments, i.e. I keep the YouTube stream up every day. And oh man, have these people on YouTube who generally love you turned on you in a heartbeat.
For not having Ben Skoronek?
For putting anybody from the opposition as a game ball recipient. Folks, they're not going to go 17-0. Sometimes they're going to get their teeth kicked in. We always give a game. We're not haters on this show. We're not. And Donnie is the most objective down-the-line football guy there is. Fields was the second-best player in that game.
I mean, yeah, it's not a rule that just because the Steelers won the game, all three guys have to be from
don't
the Steelers.
Don't worry.
Connor McDavid won the Hart Trophy for losing in the – not the Hart Trophy, the Conn Smythe for losing in the Stanley Cup Final to Florida. It happens.
Don't worry, though.
Breece Hall also had a very good argument to
– No, he did. And you got nothing to worry about, though. You got a long way to fall with them before you reach Bechtold status.
Game balls. Chris Boswell, Justin Fields, and Aaron Rodgers. Here is Anthony in Oakland. Hello, Anthony.
Let me take it off. Speaker.
Fellas,
I predicted a couple weeks ago with you guys what was going to happen with the Steelers and Hayward. I mean, they
I thought you said they weren't going to give him anything.
They didn't. Incentives to the playoffs.
Well, if they have the kind of season you think they're going to have, he is going to get $3 million.
Well, then it'll be. Unfortunately, he added a distraction they did not need. You know,
Anthony,
and
I have a question for you right off the bat on the distraction part, because Pony and I kicked this around. If Pony's, I would say, suspicion that it might have been leaked by the Steelers to all these national reporters is true, and that if Hayward had his druthers, he would have rather kept it fully behind closed doors, did he create the distraction, or did the Steelers create the distraction by making it public?
Well, fellas, I read the whole collective bargaining agreement. He created the distraction.
How long did that take you?
It doesn't take long at all. I did that for a living for 45 years. So I got it on the internet. Right.
Regardless of what the collective bargaining contract says, if the Steelers as an organization put it out there publicly when the player had asked quietly and seemingly wanted it out there quietly, or not did not want it out there, wanted it handled behind closed doors, then did the Steelers not create the distraction and the animus by making it public?
Well, you're fishing, and here's why.
I'm not fishing. I'm asking you a very straightforward question.
Let me explain to you why what he's been saying all along has been disingenuous. Okay, I'll explain to you why. He said he told the Steelers in February because of his play he wanted an increase, right? Didn't he say that?
Yeah, he did. Yep.
But if he wanted an increase in February, why would you take the roster bonus in March? You take no money, and then you go from there. What he did was very simple. He got upset when he saw his base salary of 1.3 because he never once talks about the fully guaranteed money that he already had in his bank account. Never talked about that. He acts like that never even existed. They gave you $13 million fully guaranteed. You had it in your bank account. So you, that was your time of leverage before you took the roster bonus. Once you took the roster bonus, he was going to get hit with a $50,000 a day fine if he didn't play or practice or game check. That's he was going to get hit if he didn't play.
I'm just surprised that you're even in favor of the Steelers giving him the incentives. Why would they do that? Well, if they had the moral high ground here and a contract's a contract, why would they even give him any kind of sweetener, whether or not it's in the form of an incentive or just moving money around?
Because you wouldn't want a guy who's been here this long to get contentious like they did, because it would have been the TO clause. And it would have been all publicly. That's all that everybody
would
have
Then why did they make it public potentially if, in fact, they were the party that leaked it?
We don't know if they were the party that leaked it. I don't know that.
I mean, the way Cam kind of, I understand that. We don't know for sure, but the way Cam has talked about it and handled it strikes me as very plausible that he did not leak it out there.
I just don't know how you're going to find it within yourself to root for the guy this year based on how he came
across. Well, we don't know if he will find it
this year.
Are you going to find it within yourself to root for him?
I root for the Steelers.
But will you be happy with Cam Hayward? Like, how will you feel about Cam Hayward specifically?
He must be persona non grata for you right now. They gave up that many yards on defense, and he just complained
the entire
offseason.
Yeah, he got pushed around, too. He didn't do much of anything.
I'm disappointed, like I said, because he was distracted. It was self-inflicted, and it hurt the team. But listen, fellas, I listen to the radio in Baltimore and Buffalo. They're screaming about their defense. So, okay, we're angry with how the defense played. It can get better because I'm happier with the way the defense – I'm happier that the Steelers won this game compared to the one they won last year where the defense was lights out.
To be fair,
I agree with that.
Those two defenses were trying to stop the last two MVP winners.
No, but I
agree. Two of the last
three
MVP
winners.
But I agree
with him. I like this game more than I like the win last year in Atlanta, week one. I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers look like the real deal than win a game where I only kicked field goals.
Of course.
No doubt.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. Anthony does not like to answer like straightforward questions sometimes.
Well, he bargained and bartered and argued for a living. He knows how to sidestep things. Very litigious of him.
I'm not sure I like the idea that he bargained if he was on the union side of it, given how he's talked about this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.